I like me. I am divinely.
I'm divine order.
I am divinely order. I'm divine order.
Right.
I'm divine order. And I am peace. Now, we said this morning in our instant illumination this noon, we were going to talk about I am divine order. Now, we spoke about I like me first, saying how important it was to say I like me first and to establish your priorities, parameters, and direction and your goals and all that sort of stuff by liking yourself. Now, I am divine order. We use the term, this is Dr. Herbert Albiotti, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Thought I'd throw that in before I forgot. Okay, you thought I forgot too, didn't you? Well, I did. Okay, now, I am divine order. We have been accustomed to say, all is in divine order, 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 all is in divine order. And that's great. That's great. That's a step in the right direction. But, as we have said, golly, let there be peace on earth. Oh, God, let there be peace on earth. And then, now there is peace on earth. And then, I am peace. You see, there's three stretches to the imagination there. One is we let other people make peace on earth, which means we have no control over it. The other is, now there is peace on earth, we recognize that there is peace on earth. And then the third step is what? I am peace. I am the peace on earth that is on earth. And so when we say, I am divine order, all is in divine order is a positive, wonderful statement, a fantastic statement. You can't go wrong with it. But it's that step. Now there's peace on earth. And then you come, I am peace on earth. All is in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. My thoughts are divine order. My thinking is divine order. My actions are divine order. My attitude is divine order. That's what it's all about. And if you haven't got that, all the divine order in the world is fine, but it doesn't belong to you. It's not what you claim for yourself. All is in divine order for everybody else. You know, all is in divine order. It's nice to see peace on earth and have everything in divine order, but I wish there was a little more peace in my house. You know, I wish there was a little more divine order in my house. And you see, this is what we do. When we have a generic phrase, all is in divine order, we are not being specific. We are not being one-pointed. Now there's peace on earth. Oh, fantastic statement. Wow, great. But I am peace. I am the peace that's on earth. I am the peace. It's not somebody else who's making peace. Now, it's not the peace among the Arabs and among the this and that groups. It's I am peace. See, now there's peace on earth. That's cool. That's real cool. But did you have anything to do with it? You know? Did you stop arguing with your family and your friends? Did you stop picking on yourself? Did you stop being an unpeaceful person? When you stop being an unpeaceful person and start being a peaceful person, then it is for you. Are you delighted when you watch a quiz show or a TV show and somebody wins $1 million? Are you delighted to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it were me. Well, why isn't it you? Because you do not make the claim for yourself, I am independently wealthy. You see? Isn't it interesting? To the rich is more given. To him who hath is more given. Now, wealthy, Bill Gates, money just pours in, and his interest and stuff, he just keeps compounding and growing and compounding and growing, you know. And Mr. Buffett, he is the same way. Money keeps coming in and growing and compounding and growing. And our fellow over in Arab lands there, he has $20 billion that he plays with. Now, in his lifetime, he cannot throw it away fast enough, you know. And so every time he throws it in a place, it grows. Because people say, oh, that might be a good investment, you know. And but that can be our consciousness too. Our consciousness. Now, what if you, could you say to yourself, and don't pull my leg, could you say to yourself, I am a billionaire, I have $20 billion. Could you say that to yourself? No, you couldn't.
Well, you couldn't say it.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. The thing is, could you say it like he would say it? They say, what are you worth? I don't know, talk to my bankers. Bankers, what he's worth? $20 billion. $20 billion? My goodness. Sir, you're worth $20 billion. What is that? What is that? Doesn't mean a thing, does it?
Mm-mm.
It has no relativity to it. How do you compare $20 million to $1 million or a dollar? You know, my goodness sakes, you know, if you had $20 billion, you could buy whole nations, whole cities, you know. You could buy anything you wanted to buy, you know, if you wanted to buy anything. And some people like to do that. But the people who have it, they don't really like to do it. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm, yes.
You see, when we have in our consciousness, I am divine order. You see, he was the son of Farouk, the king who died, and not the son, he was a nephew. And so he inherited as his portion, which is cut down the line, only 20 billion. You know, can you imagine what the sons got? You know, zillions. You know, and what the wives got? You know, if anything. And then my goodness. And then they still. And you know who is the most prosperous company in the world today? Name it quickly. Say it.
Microsoft.
Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart. In Business Week magazine, they said Walmart is the most prosperous company in the world.
Wow.
Walmart. And it's getting more prosperous. And the old boy, he would never have dreamed that that could happen. But all he did was give love to that store. He went to all the customers and said, are you finding what you want? Is there anything that we don't have that you'd like? And they got it. But, oh, they have their ups and downs too. But the largest store in the world, the largest company in the world, my goodness sakes. And what do they have? They had about five kids. And each of the kids is a zibdibu billionaire, you know, 20, 40, 60 billion dollars. And that's just what the kids' value is. That's not what the company value is, which the kids have a portion of the company, which keeps growing, growing, growing. Now, I am divine order. I am divine order. When we start thinking, I am divine order, then we place ourselves in line with divine order.
Right.
Now, Sylvia, is divine order limitation?
No.
Nope. Ingeborg, is divine order lack?
No. Nope.
Ellen, is divine order me?
Me.
Yes. Me. M-E, I, her.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness sake. Oh, my goodness sake. Ellen, is divine order you?
Yes.
See, that's easy for you to say. Now, is divine order me?
Yes.
Thank you. Boy, she's a hard one to share with, isn't she? My goodness sake. You'd have put up a fuss with the Walmart gang, wouldn't you? But I am divine order in every area of my life. In every attitude that I have, in everyone I talk to, I'm divine order. When I talk to people about problems, I'm divine order. And what happens? There's no problems. No, it's not done.
It's divine order, I said.
Yeah, you're right. There's no problem. There's no problem. It's not done because it was never there. You see, that was just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir? You're right. Are you divine order?
I am divine.
Do you see why I'm so important to say I am divine order?
Yes.
God, thanks. No, but that's the important thing. This is why we say I am divine order. And I got to get this spelled out to you before 1 o'clock because Ellen has to take off at 1. Now, this is all in divine order. You understand?
You get
through. Huh?
You get through this.
Ellen says, don't rush. All is in divine order. I am divine order. Now, I I told you all the time, say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, because I knew this day would be coming. And now this day has come when I say, I am divine order. And you say, ooh, every time I'm saying it, it comes up, all is in divine, no, I am in divine, all is, I am, all is, I am, all is, I am. And, you know, you fight with yourself while you're doing it. And this is normal, because I'm showing you what silly, silly little habits can do to you. You have this habit of saying, all is in divine order, and now I'm saying, I am divine order. And you can see why it's so important to say, I am in divine order. You know, it's so important. All in divine order is super, just wonderful, fantastic. But it's not you. It's not your life, your way, your attitude, your everyday thought. I am divine order. Now, you never thought of putting I am with all is in divine order. But it is very, very, very wonderful and very important. See? Okay. I like me. All is in, I am in divine order.
No.
All is in divine. I am. I am divine order. Oh, not even in. Can you see? And I'm telling you this in a humorous way like this because I want you to recognize that there is value in it. We have a lady coming to visit us from the Philippines, and she is a bit of a snippy lady. She's a snob. And she said in her letter, she said, I have decided that I am a member of the Rockefeller clan, but I am not Mrs. Rockefeller, you know, I'm not Mrs. Rockefeller married to a money clan. I am Miss Rockefeller. I am the daughter of the big Rockefeller itself. I am one of the heirs. I am not married to one of the heirs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am the heir. And she says, and so I tell people I'm Ms. Rockefeller, you know? Now, is there a difference between Mrs. Rockefeller and Ms. Rockefeller?
Oh, yeah. She is the money.
Ms. Rockefeller is part of the big bunch. Mrs. Rockefeller gets the fallout from her husband.
Right.
And if her husband doesn't choose to give her any, or if she dies, then her children don't get any of his money. Because, unless it was their children, you know. And so, you see, Angie was so cool in saying this statement and so remarkable that it at first you think to yourself, that's kind of strange. All is in divine order. That's very good. And I am divine order. I am divine order. How do you work that? Just like Ms. and Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
One is part of the program, and the other is the program. So, when the Rockefeller heirs received their money, everybody got $300 billion, you know. And so, she got $300 billion. And each person who was married to somebody else, they didn't get that money, because this is their inheritance. This is their right. Now, if they want to include them in it, sweetheart, I'll give you $1 billion to play with, you know. You know, isn't that crazy? I'll give you $1 billion to play with. Wow. You know, anybody in their right mind would say, $1 billion to play with, man, I don't know that I could dream that much, you know. But, hey, isn't that something? But she has $299 billion. And no concept of what it means. So you have no concept what it means. I am divine order. So start saying it and let it sink into your system with the realization of what it means to you. I am divine order, and watch it happen. Watch the blossom take place in your life as you are divine order. Whew, I made it, Alan. It's now 2 seconds before one. So I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I am in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I'm not in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.